Hey guys, it's Wale Oladipo here. We face huge challenges in the world today. Coronavirus is sweeping through the entire world and it's generating huge anxiety in the process. We don't know what it's going to do. We can only pray and hope that the strategies of our government and the cooperation, the consensus cooperation of every citizen in this country and around the world will eventually prevail. Now, I want to help you. If you have OCD that is already existing, chances are you're having bad days, terrible times right now. If you have generalized anxiety, you have panic attacks, you need to activate constantly at this very challenging time your parasympathetic nervous system. Especially, I want to focus on OCD. If you know anybody who has OCD, I've made a special OCD meditation exercise for relieving, easing the OCD symptoms and aggravated anxiety symptoms produced by the coronavirus that we are fighting against right now. So make sure that you let them know about this special meditation. I use the two witnesses technique, which is quite very, very powerful. Get ready to do some work in this meditation. It's about 45 minutes long. You want to listen to it once a day, especially early in the morning. Very, very powerful. If you get your entire autonomic nervous system going, early in the morning, they serve as protective factors against any potentially overwhelming situations that you might face as your day begins and starts to unfold. Now, it's important to know that obsessive compulsive disorder and anxiety symptoms can blow up when the fear that we feel in our mind is just so strong. So what happens is that, you know, the media is just giving you all these reports, all these updates, and a lot of them are driven by fear. Not that the coronavirus is not real, but you can tell how they compare the reactions of other cities, other countries that have bigger coronavirus attacks with what we are doing here in the United Kingdom. And they want you to take sides. They want you to activate your anxiety center. And what happens to you? What happens to you is that if you have OCD or anxiety already, that plays into the hands of your anxiety center. Your anxiety center, which is the amygdala, starts to go crazy on you. You start to have more panic, start to catastrophize, you start to maximize and blow things out of proportion. So that means your amygdala will start to micromanage your mind and body. Some people may experience increased anxiety symptoms such as palpitations, tingling of arms and legs, headaches, nausea, racing heart, insomnia, dizziness, and many other somatic symptoms. Also, we know that your brain is connected to your gut, and your gut has its own brain. It's known as the enteric nervous system. Your enteric nervous system can easily be compromised. So you start to have issues with your bowel because the vagus nerve that connects your cranial brain, your gut, your head brain with your gut brain, your bowel brain, is very sensitive to your mind activities. So as your anxiety increases, there's a genetic instruction from your brain, a biochemical instruction that instructs your bowel to start to move you into a state of survival. And when you are in a state of survival, your digestive system starts to get compromised. There's not enough energy and resources to run the most highly pressurized parts of your being, your belly, your digestive tract. And when you're in survival mode, as a result of the challenge that we face today in this era, the survival headquarters in your brain, which is your brainstem, start to allocate cerebral blood flow based on survival, pumping more blood flow to the regions of the brain directly involved in survival activities, such as your amygdala, your heart, your lungs, your extremities, while reducing this CRB, which is your cerebral blood flow, from the regions which are not directly involved in your emergency survival contingencies, such as your prefrontal cortex, your psychic leader, your seat of awareness, and your bowel. This is why your thinking brain struggles to activate its executive capabilities when you are in survival mode, such as being able to concentrate on tasks, being able to problem solve easily, being able to retrieve memories easily, so the memory center starts to be going, being able to control inappropriate impulses and inappropriate behaviors. So the neurons in the brain are obsessed with the blood flow activities, as this is the only delivery pathway for their fuel. They have to fuel. They must have access to glucose and oxygen. Now, regional blood flow determines brain functionality. So your PFC, which is the leader of your psyche, is often offline. So that means, in times of great uncertainties, your PFC goes offline because of the reduced blood flow, because of the low regional cerebral blood flow. Now, forcing you to dissociate through a variety of mood-altering activities such as daydreaming, rumination, substance abuse, food, TV, social media, alcohol, sleep, gambling. Just mention them. Mention other mood-altering substances or activities. When the PFC is offline regularly, the amygdala, the chief security officer, has to step up its micromanagement of the entire site. Your site is your brain and body, in order to ensure safety and survival. Now, the amygdala achieves this by altering excess stress chemicals productions from your fight or flight activation center, so that your hypothalamic center that produces stress chemicals start to produce too much stress chemicals, cortisol and adrenaline. And this is the beginning of the psychological issues, because if the stressors persist, you produce too much stress chemicals than your body could ever need, and this will start to increase the inflammation profile of the brain and body, and also to compromise the immune system functions, making us to be prone to inflammation-based illnesses and diseases, making us to even be prone to viruses, including coronavirus, the coronavirus that has been tormenting the entire world. So you want to be able to strengthen your immune system functions through the special relaxation for easing coronavirus, OCD and anxiety that I've made. So the purpose of this meditation is to reduce your stress level, to boost the blood flow to your brain, to strengthen your immune system function, to also help you with your gut flora, so that your entire body is well resourceful and well resilient to be able to fight against extra added stress that could have debilitating consequences. So I'm Wale Oladipo. This is just a podcast to let you know what I've done, and also to provide some background information about the meditation exercise that uses the two witnesses technique to help you to manage the situation better, this coronavirus epidemic better. I'm Wale Oladipo, hope to speak to you soon. So you want to go on the website, I've made the meditation to be a blog, so you can read a little introduction about it on the blog. And also, you can now play the video to be able to meditate daily. There's a podcast there as well that you could use every day to meditate. You can actually download the podcast. So all four or for you guys free of charge is part of our solidarity to help ourselves through this very difficult time. We need to come together. We need to help each other with anything we could do to help each other. And this is my contribution to your mind. All the best. All the best. Stay safe and stay in gratitude in spite of the challenges. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.